After six films made over 30 years, the mythical Philadelphia boxer Rocky Balboa has graduated to Broadway with Rocky the Musical, which last week won a Tony Award. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stern says the old underdog is perfectly recognizable on the Winter Garden Theater stage, but much else has changed.
Young New York, I love you!
That is Sylvester Stallone making a curtain speech following the first Broadway preview of Rocky the Musical.
It only took 67 years to get here. Shows you how Rocky moves slowly.
And now he has power ballads and a boxing ring that revolves.
Always been here and I'll never amount, and always believe in their right. All of my life I've been down for the count, up until tonight.
Some songs have remarkable insight into the Philadelphia mindset, like this description of Rocky sung by his girlfriend Adrian.
And I wonder if he'll be back again, with his broken face and his hard luck life and his sad brown eyes.
You see, Rocky's parents are both deceased, and without family in Philadelphia or cultivated social skills, he's adrift. But in other ways, Rocky the Musical is no longer a Philadelphia story. Everybody around him has grown generic. No seething bitterness from Mickey the manager, who is now a boxing history geek, as if that's going to help defeat the master of disaster, Apollo Creed. South Philly becomes South Side. But you know, Philadelphia itself has moved on. It's younger and more vibrant. DeBruno Brothers has stores all over the place. And how long has it been since we threw snowballs at Santa Claus? But let's just keep that our little secret. Let's not get in the way of some burgeoning Philadelphia chic. Maybe there will be more Broadway shows based on movies set here. How about The Sixth Sense? I Hear Dead People.
Rocky, 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 Rocky.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.